T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tonight will be the last game of the NHL season, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, 8 p.m. in Boston. Bruins captain Zdeno Chara will be playing in his 14th Game 7, setting an NHL record, surpassing the mark of 13 he currently shares with defenseman Scott Stevens and goalie Patrick Waugh. If the Blues are victorious, not only would the team be winning its first title, the win would also tie the NHL record with 10th away victories in the playoffs. 10 road victories, I think that would tie the New Jersey Devils. It was reported yesterday that, according to Penguins general manager Jim Rutherford, forward Phil Kessel is unlikely to be traded. Rutherford stated, quote, "I expect Kessel will probably play for Pittsburgh next season." Kessel had 82 points in 82 games for the Penguins last year. Bills mandatory minicamp continues today with day two. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3, where John Murphy and Steve Tasker will get a live update from Bills insider Chris Brown at practice. They will also get a chance to talk with Bills offensive line coach Bobby Johnson and NFL business insider Andrew Brandt. It was announced that the Oakland Raiders will be featured on this year's edition of HBO's Hard Knocks, a series documenting the drama and competition of an NFL training camp. This will be the franchise's first appearance on the show and is one of 5 teams eligible to participate in the program. The first episode debuts on Tuesday, August 6th. You know where I'll be. It was announced yesterday that the Saints signed defensive end Cameron Jordan to a 3-year extension that will keep him in New Orleans through the 2023 season. The deal is for $52.5 million. It comes with $42 million guaranteed. Jordan has compiled 71.5 sacks in 8 seasons, including 25 the past 2 years combined. And the United States opened the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup with a 13-0 win over Thailand. It's National Loving Day. You know what that means?
National Loving Day.
It's National Loving Day.
All right.
So we brought Pauly Hamilton here because we love Pauly Hamilton. How are you, Hammy?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm great. And it's funny because, you know, we do love you, and it's National Loving Day. And before you even walked in.
Let's hold that thought.
Yeah, because the last thing Riv said before you walked in here was, "I had a feeling Pauly and I are going to do battle today."
And then I was standing by his board, and he got even more of a feeling after that.
Yeah, yeah. Pauly is like, "What are you doing out to this guy on the board right here?" So we're, fine form already.
Why? Why do you guys think you're going to battle? I have a feeling it might be over.
Zucker will drive him out of his mind. By mid-season.
Zucker, who's that? Is that the
Zuccarello?
Not
Zucker.
Zucker.
Huh? No, it's Zucker.
Zucker?
Yeah.
Since when? Jason Zucker?
Jason Zucker?
Yeah. Have you known him?
Never heard of
I've Zucker. Never heard
go
of
listen,
Zucker.
Go
guy.
Listen to him on YouTube when they do all his goals.
Really?
Wow. All right.
That might be just the Minnesota accent.
You learn something every day, right?
Well, hey, he's Rive, and we still call him Rivet.
Yeah, I don't say his name right either. So,
yep.
But
a lot of people don't.
Anyway.
I had Zucker on the board because just information out there that, Minnesota has been kicking the tires of trying to trade him. And, I threw him on the board just to kind of see what he looked like, moving him around a couple times. But I've had multiple guys on that left side. So you don't like him. You don't like what you see there, Paul.
I like a goal scorer, but he's not a complete player. I mean, if you're looking to get stronger in the defensive zone, he will make you weaker in the defensive zone. He's allergic to it. He doesn't spend much time there. You've already got Skinner who, isn't known for his defense.
Okay.
You got Jack Eichel who's getting better at it, but still, I think he would admit himself he still needs to be better. And I just think you'd be adding another one that would not be helping you get structure in your defensive zone. And just knowing you, by the end of November, I think you would be pretty crazy about the whole thing.
Well, okay. Speaking of crazy, we ranked the Sabres' most valuable trade assets. And again, I want to make this clear. This is not guys that we would like to see traded in order. It's most valuable trade assets. Okay? At the top of our list was Risto, both of them. Because I feel like someone called for a player, they'd be calling for Risto first. Big right-handed defenseman, can put up points, physical. We all know what he is. We understand the plus-minus, the green jacket, all that. But Risto was at the top of our list. And where are you on Risto? I'm on keeping him. I'm keeping him. I think we probably might know where Riv is, but I think this might be the battle that Riv was talking about.
Well, the number one pick, the seventh overall pick, is my number one. I think that would be the number one asset. Not that Ristolainen wouldn't net you a lot. I just think the pick would be a more valuable asset than Ristolainen. Ristolainen, you and I agreed on this last year. We both wanted to keep him because we wanted to see how he would react having Dahlin on the defense. You know, you're bringing in this franchise defenseman that should make Ristolainen better, and it didn't. And I've done this for 7 years now. Yeah, they should bring him back because the new coach is going to make him better. Yeah, they should bring him back because Dahlin's going to make him better. I've done it too many times. I keep saying they should bring him back because the X factor, whatever that X factor may be, is going to bring him, make him better. This time it would be the coach.
Yeah,
the new coach is going to help him get better. And it just never happens. He tantalizes you for 10 games and you're like, there it is. That's what we're looking for. You know, he's great in the defensive zone. He's getting up in the play. He's helping offensively. He's nasty in front of the net. He's winning the battles along the walls. He's in position where he should be. And then for the next 15 games, you just go, where are you going? What are you doing? I mean, I say that as I'm watching the game. I'm like, where are you going? You know, as it takes place. And I don't know if it's just
I think we said that about a lot of scenery.
I will tell you this. I'll tell you this right now. I would not want to give him a change of scenery. I honestly feel a radio host right now or TV host.
You're both.
I believe with 100% certainty I could help Ristolainen.
But what if he is a player who has it in his head, this is the way the game is going to be played, and nobody is going to tell me differently, which I believe.
He came here when he was 18 years old. No coach has been able to handle him
and get him to play the way they want him to.
Honestly, Paulie, do you think it's Ristolainen's fault that he's had four different coaches in 6 years? Do you think it's his fault that he's been on how many teams that have been last in the National Hockey League?
Why can't he execute what the coach asks him to do?
Because maybe there's been no system. Did Ted Nolan have a system here? Did he really have a system?
Yeah, he motivated.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even have video. He was still doing it on the chalkboard. I mean, he's had so many coaches that have given him mixed messages. They have not had a strong team. They've been not deep. This guy has played many years on defense corps that have been subpar. He's been on teams with subpar and average talent up front. And I believe that he is a very nice piece to the puzzle. He just needs to finally get a coach and build an environment where this team is not...
Imagine there was coffee in there.
It's you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that if we trade this player away, we will get something back for him.
True.
Because most teams in the league would love a 6'3", 220-pound guy that puts up 40-plus points a year. I don't need Ristolainen to have 45 points a year. I need him to have 30 points a year, play on a second pair, and be defensively responsible and move the puck real well and simplify his game. That will help him and it will help the team.
But this is not a team that can put him on the second pair right now. Yeah, if he went to Tampa and played on their third pair
and was on
a really, really good team, he probably would excel playing 15 minutes a game. That would probably help him. But the Sabres aren't in a position to be able to do that.
Okay, right now. But in time, I believe that, and we all believe that Erasmus Dahlin is going to be the minute eater. He's going to be a minute eater. He's still an extremely young guy at the age of turning 19. He's going to be in his 19th year next year playing. He's still learning. He went from being a 17, 18 point or a minute and later on the year, he was playing 22-23. I believe as he gets more confident and stronger in his game, you're going to have Erasmus Dahlin that's going to be playing 25, 26 minutes a night. And Ristolainen won't be have to be the guy that's going to be playing 26, 27 minutes a night. He'll hopefully be playing 22 minutes a night and being able to play. And someone needs to guide him in responsibilities. What is he out there to accomplish each and every night? And have him explain so you can discuss it with him so he understands. He's telling you what he feels and you can have that dialogue. I think he's a huge asset. I think that he is someone that...
I don't think he would accept that role. He wants to be the number one guy. I don't think he'd accept a second or third pair role.
What would he care? He
gets upset when his minutes get cut. I've talked to him about it. I mean, with a microphone and everything, he gets upset when his minutes get cut. Mm. So I'm not sure he would accept what you're talking about.
I think he's going to accept if it means that he is going to be successful and the team is going to be successful. I think Rasmus Ristolainen is not just a me guy. Every one of these guys wants to play more and they want to be a factor in the game. But sometimes less is more. Okay, and in Rasmus Ristolainen's situation, I think that taking a few minutes away from him, not changing his game, but taking a few minutes away from him, and where he has more of an understanding and structure of what his responsibilities are, I think that he could be an extremely, extremely useful defenseman. I wouldn't have him on a third pair. He would never be on a third pair. He would be in your top four. But I think he would be in a situation that would benefit him and the team.
If the Sabres were to make a trade, what is their most valuable currency? That's what we're talking about right here on the Instigators with Craig Revay, Andrew Peters, and Paulie Hamilton joining us in studio. You mentioned the seventh overall pick, and I've mentioned the seventh overall pick, and I've taken some heat for that. I've taken some heat from him. I've taken some heat from Marty. I've taken some heat on Twitter, and I get it. I think people are in love with a few of these young prospects, and I understand that. But I'm with you a little bit here, Hammy. I mean, I'm kind of at the point where I would love to see what that seventh pick could get you. Seventh plus something, whether it's a Rodriguez, whether it's a, I don't know if you go as far as...
You might have to do plus something. You might get a really good return just for the pick itself.
What would you be looking for?
Definitely a center behind Eichel. Not just a guy that you're hoping is going to improve because he's underachieving on another team or something like that. A very solid second team center.
Would a player like William Karlsson from Vegas be someone of interest? They do not have a first rounder this year, I think, Vegas, right? They've traded away a number of their picks.
I think I would need more than him. Or Vegas would have to sweeten that a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know what to think about
Karlsson.
You don't think a seven overall
pick for William Karlsson?
Well,
I think it might be much.
Out of nowhere.
Might be a little much? I don't know.
He became a 40-goal scorer out of nowhere. And then the next year he's back to 24. So was that 40 goals just going to be a one-year thing? I mean, we don't know. I'm not going to lie to you. I really don't know what to think about William Karlsson right now. And where he might go and where he might project.
Is he still a question? I mean, he went from 25 points, 6 goals, to 43 goals and 78 points in 82 games, to 24 goals and 56 points.
Right.
I mean,
he is a question. I don't know what to think of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't project for – I'm not going to lie to you. I cannot project for 1 second where he might go next. You know, as far as this season coming up and whatever, because he's just all over the board.
But we need him. Is he second line center, Riv?
Yes.
And you give up number 7? Is seven like something you?
Well, right now you have William Karlsson. He's playing as a number 1 center because he's playing with Marchessault and Riley. Then they have Paul Stastny is playing with Pacioretty and Stone, which is probably your number one line.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, listen, I mean, Karlsson brings what every team in the new era of hockey, which is speed, and he's dynamic. He's has the ability to be a power play guy. He has the ability to be a penalty kill guy. If he's getting you 25 goals and 60 points a year, I mean, that's an extremely, extremely useful player in today's game.
What about Nylander? Does he have value out there, you think? Because that, I mean, Botchel didn't draft
his him. Age would bring him value, I think. Not from what he's shown so far. I mean, he hasn't shown anything that would interest other teams, but his age would give you
projection
21 saying, you know what? He was in the American Hockey League when he shouldn't have been as a young player. Players of that age aren't in the American Hockey League, and there are reasons for it.
Yep.
And he showed us why. I mean, it was just too much for him. He wasn't big enough. He wasn't strong enough. He wasn't mature enough. Yeah, he probably would have ripped up Junior if he would have gone there, but he certainly wasn't ready for the American Hockey League where he was. So, yeah, I think other teams would look at that.
And there's nothing wrong with going and ripping up Junior. There's nothing wrong with putting multiple points and being the guy and having that confidence of doing things against a level of hockey where you're dominating. Because if he would have stayed in Junior for those 2 years, you know, he would have put himself – I mean, he would have been better off going to Junior when he was 18 years old, ripping it up, and then at age 19 going to play a year in Sweden in the Swedish Elite League and then come over at age 20. Mm-hmm. But the development in what they did with Nylander, I mean, it can't be changed now. I see some good things in him, like he's gotten bigger, he's gotten stronger. When he got called up at the end of the year last year, there were some nice things that I saw in the beginning, and then, you know, things kind of started to die off a little bit. But, I mean, he's still a very interesting player and an extremely, extremely young player that still has a lot of upside. You know, everybody just thinks that, you know, if you don't come into the league at 18 or 19 and rip it up, then you're not going to be a great player. This player's 20 years old, turning 21, and I think that he's got a lot of maturing still to do in his game. There's a huge upside. So I believe that he still is an asset out there.
And I would caution people about Casey Mittelstadt who are thinking, Casey Mittelstadt, he's going to get it next year. He may not, and that's okay. And Nate McKinnon's the first name that comes to mind, Couturier, Philadelphia. It took Nate McKinnon into his fifth year.
Yeah.
To be able to get into the high 90s in points. And now he's done it 2 years in a row.
He was like a 40-point guy for 5 years,
yeah,
first 5 years.
Yeah, and he's a superstar in this league right now. Couturier, all of a sudden now, he's doing what people thought he could do. But how many years did it take him? So if Casey Mittelstadt isn't ready in his second year, don't give up on him. Don't say that was a horrible pick. Well, maybe. But understand that some players, it may take 3 or 4 years.
So can I so throw something at you before we go to break?
No, do it after the break because that's a good tease. How's that? You like that? Or are you
yeah,
unhappy?
Sure.
With
no,
that?
That's
your
fine.
Show. Tell me what you want to do. Do you want me to go to break or no. You want me?
I'll ask Paulie the question after.
There's a hell of a tease. And Sabres are more likely to trade for a number two center. We'll also talk about that in our buy sell trade when we come back with the great Paul Hamilton on its National Loving Day. So what do? You bring in Paulie Hamilton. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
June 21st, 6:30 p.m., 716. That's where you need to be for the draft party with The Instigators. That's all I got to tell you. It's going to be a great time. Brian Gionta, Andrew Peters, Danny Gare, Craig Rave, Marty Biron, my brother Jeff will all be down there. We're going to do a hot stove 1 through 10, picks 1 through 10, talk about draft stories, stuff that, you know, meetings, all of it, the stress of sitting through the draft. Well, Marty was a first rounder, a bunch of second rounders, so and you and Gio, third rounders, believe it or not. The two guys that played the most games were the drafted the latest of the group.
How come you do all the fun stuff when I'm out of town?
Got your schedule and realized we'd do it while Hammy was out of town. So if you want one of these gorgeous Instigator hats, see you at the party. Best chance to get one. You had something you wanted to say to Hammy before we went to break.
No, I'm going to stay on this until Hammy buys into what I'm saying here. But we talked about Casey Mittelstadt, and, you know, Casey Mittelstadt might not get it next year. And the reality is, so what? He's 20, 21 years old. You know, that's normal. That's normally what happens for kids in this game. It takes time to develop yourself in this league, just like it did in a player like Nate MacKinnon. Took him kind of, 4 years, and in his fifth year, he really took off, had 99 points, and has never looked back. And there's more players like that that take a little bit time in the league before they really break out into their who they are. And I talk about Victor Hedman from Tampa Bay Lightning. He did not play on a great team for a number of years there in Tampa Bay. He was a low 20-point guy, but then all of a sudden in year five, year six, Victor Hedman really took off as the team took off and has developed himself into an elite defenseman. I just go back to Risto. He's been in the league for 6 years. He's played on horrendously bad teams here in Buffalo. I just believe that Risto, kind of as the team gets better, I believe that he will get better. You look at his statistics and what he's done, and what how he's a good skater. He's got the size. He's got grit. He can move the puck. I'm just saying, once this team is better and there's more structure in this game, I think Risto is going to become just a better player by default. And I wouldn't want to give up on Risto because I think that he's got lots to give.
So take that, Hammy. That's all take I got. That with all that aggression from Riv.
He's 24 years old. He's still a young. He's a young buck.
I just got cross-checked by Riv.
Craig yells at you in such a nice tone. I wish
I'm going to talk Paulie into this. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm gonna certainly try.
River Two Tone, that's your new nickname.
Well, I was with you all last year. I wanted to keep him to see how he'd react with Dahlin, but I'm done with that.
Well, let's see what they can do with an actual defensive zone structure. But we got to do a quick buy sell trade, and I mean quick because we have Mike and Amy Lezikowski coming in from the 11-day power play. The community shift returns this summer again, July 5th to 15th at the Harbor Center. Buy, sell, trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Sabres are more likely to trade for a number two center than sign one. I'm gonna sell this. I'm actually going to sell this because I don't know how easy it's going to be to trade for a number two center and overpay. Maybe you might, I don't know if you'd rather overpay with assets or overpay with dollars. I guess that would kind of have to be.
I don't think they can overpay with dollars. I don't think they. I think Skinner was their free agent signing, so I would definitely buy this.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to buy that they're going to make the trade. There's no question. I think that there's going to be some teams out there that need cap relief, and because they have to sign and try and keep their team together, there's going to be some opportunity with many teams this year, I believe, that is going to have to move out a bigger salary. And when I say bigger salary, in between $5 and $6 million, I think there's some teams out there that are going to be wanting to make these deals. And I don't think that you're going to have to grossly overpay to get these top end players, because there's teams that need to sign guys like Marner, guys like Point, guys like Kyle Connor in Winnipeg. I mean, you can go on and on and on. There's teams that right now are going to be wanting to unload some bigger contracts, and I think that that's an opportunity for teams like Buffalo.
All right. Well, see if you're right. Hammy, great stuff as always. Who do you have tonight?
I don't make predictions.
Who do you
I don't have. I don't have
Fine.
Anybody. I don't
who
care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
So you don't care if Boston wins.
I haven't gone into
you don't
series
care if O'Reilly wins.
Yeah, like, I don't care either way.
Like there's enough, I guess, bitterness on each team to just kind of like saw it in the middle and say you don't care.
I'm not a bitter person, so I don't care either way.
I don't have any bitterness at all for Ryan O'Reilly and what he's done this year.
I wasn't
in St.
saying
Louis.
Here. I was just saying in general. There are people that can't stand him because of why he's not here.
Yeah.
So
I want the Blues to win. I'd like to see them win. It's a franchise that has never won a Stanley Cup in 52 years, and I think it would be fantastic to see their fan base, enjoy that cup.
All right. Hammy, thanks again.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll see you at the draft party via Skype. Paul Hamilton, National Loving Day, joined us here on the Instigators. Coming up next, More love for the city of Buffalo and the community. Mike and Amy Lezikowski, the 11-day power play community shift. Another year. It's a great cause, and we'll tell you more about it when we come back and how you can get involved. Go to 11daypowerplay.com. Mike and Amy Lezikowski coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
And Mike Lezikowski and Amy Lezikowski, 11-day power play community shift returns this summer, July 5th through 15th at the Harbor Center. And I just asked Mrs. Lezikowski, is it getting easier to run because it's year three? Year one must have been... You guys were running around, you know, like chickens with your heads cut off, trying to get everything, all the logistics done. Forget about the raising the money. And now you're into year three. It's become a community shift. So is it getting easier, or is it growing and keeping you running around?
Well, the event is larger because we have 1,000 more players than last year. So we went from 1,500 players to 2,500, but I think we're better prepared. Logistically, it might be a little bit more complicated with 3-hour shifts, so it's a lot less of a transfer in of new teams. But we're ready. We're pumped and excited.
You look ready, Mike. You look like you're ready to play another 11 straight days.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. If you recall, me and Jeff Skinner combined for 40 goals last year.
Is that what you... Did you just get a $72 million contract too, Mike?
No.
So let me ask you this. Number one, first of all, go to 11daypowerplay.com. And number two, what's your vision for this long-term size? I mean, because now you have to be getting to that point where you're thinking year one was an amazing success. I don't think it's a surprise with a community like this. Year two, huge success. Year three, 1,000 more players. So, I mean, where do you see this thing going?
Well, we want to keep it going because after last year, the community shift, it was the first time we did it. We weren't sure how it was going to be accepted, and it was very well accepted. We raised another $1.3 million last year, which was amazing. And then when we put it out that we were doing it again, we got within a month full in terms of teams and applications. So there's a huge appetite for it. And the answer to your question is we want to make this an annual event in Buffalo for sure and make it a thing. It's becoming that very quickly. We raise a ton of money. The community raises a ton of money for really good causes, Roswell Make-A-Wish and Camp Good Days. So first and foremost, we want to make this an annual event because we have the ability to do that. And then we're also thinking about maybe expanding it geographically, but that's something that might be in the future.
Mike and Amy Lezikowski here, 11-day power play. Breast cancer survivor, Amy, tell us about some of the feedback that you've heard because of the impact that the 11-day power plays had on the community.
You know, it's incredible. We've had so many new teams come and play in our event for this year, all touched by cancer. And the amount of effort and love that's put into preparation prior to the event, so working out, getting ready for that 3-hour shift, but also fundraising. Fundraising is not easy, and a lot of our teams are, I mean, we have teams that are raising $40,000, $50,000. Our top fundraising team, I think, is at $47,000 today. And that's a total of 25 people that are raising that, and it's incredible. So I think people are excited and ready. We're 24 days from puck drop.
Do you have a...
I was just going to say, you know, it just seemed like, you know, the first time, the first year you did it, it was big. There was obviously people working for you trying to put this all together. Now you're in year four of this. You know, how many people have you added to build this up? Because it just seems like it's getting bigger and bigger, and you can't do it just by yourselves. There's so many people out there that are making this a success. Like, how many people have you kind of brought into the circle of trust?
Yeah, I mean, we have a steering committee, but we also have the support of so many local companies and organizations that have stepped up, that have helped us from day one, that are still with us, that want to make sure that this event continues on. And we want to be 80 years old when this event, with this event still going on. So without their support, we would not be here.
Let me speak to that as well. So I was, as you were asking that question, in my mind I was saying not many, because we've had the same group of volunteers and steering committee, but Amy does 80% of everything. We've got an event manager that does a ton of work as well. She's a wonderful person. You guys have met her before. But Amy and Sarah do 99% of the work, along with, you know, the help of volunteers and steering committee. So we have volunteers every year, which is great, but these two ladies really make this thing tick. So it's we're going to have to add on as the time goes on, but yeah. Kudos to them is what I'm trying to get at.
Nice little tip of the cap there too, Amy. Yeah, where's the raising now? Where are the fundraising? Where are you at for this year?
We are at $964,000.
Get out of here already.
Yeah, so we put $1 million goal out. We're at 965 right now. I just checked it. And so now our new goal is be at $1 million at Puck Drop, which I'm sure we can get to, and then beat last year. Last year was 1.3, so as of right now, we're saying we got to get to 1.4 by the end of the event.
You're at 965 right now?
Yes, sir.
So there's got to be some rich listener out there that has 35 grand that you can just send a check to the 11-day Power Play and round
it
up.
We'll be on the show after this.
Round it up. Yeah, that'll get you a couple minutes of airtime, I'm sure, hey, with some sponsorship dollars. There's a surprise?
Yeah.
Did anyone know about the surprise? Well, I just found out about a surprise.
Okay, so we have someone that we are introducing to the world today, and here he comes.
No way! What? This is the 11-day Power Play.
Now, take a guess what his name is. Turn around, please.
There's another PD in
town. Power Play, baby.
Why the hell would you do that? Why would you do such a thing?
Alliteration
Hi.
Rules.
Well, hello. How are you?
So,
don't touch me. PD Power Play.
So this year we've added PD as our official mascot. Our friends at Crowley Webb, who are our presenting sponsor this year, have, with Amy's help, have designed him. And he's here to stay. He skates, he throws t-shirts, he does all the good things mascots do, and he's here to add to our wonderful event.
Are you a little jealous?
So huge, it's like blue.
It's like looking in the mirror, right?
This is amazing. He's got the ribbon
teeth,
on the back.
Mullet, got the mullet. Got the little goat.
So Petey's backstory, his family's been affected by cancer. If you see his helmet on the back, he's fighting for lung cancer. And he's ready to get on the ice and take on cancer, and along with all of our 2,500 players this year.
Why number 11?
Because that's...
Everyone wears number 11 in our event.
Oh my God. Oh, it's like when you're riding the bus with the guys and you're driving by like a monument in a city and someone says, hey, where's the Washington Monument? And, you know, it's like rather than the guy's like, oh, it's right there. And such a get. I'm an idiot. Well, that's unbelievable.
That is absolutely incredible.
Who designed? Yeah. Who designed Petey?
Our friends from Crowley Webb did. They're our presenting sponsor this year, so they're an amazing group of people that are very creative. So
I hope he's more well behaved than Gritty.
Oh well, I think Gritty was the number one mascot last year, and we're hoping that.
So is this the first time that he's ever been
introduced to the world? Is right now.
Introduced to the world is right now.
We thought this was a perfect place to introduce him.
Amazing.
Does that jersey go over your head there, Petey? You want to go? Yeah, a little poke. That's called spearing. What else is on tap? Any more surprises for the 11-day this year?
We do have some surprises. You know, we want to encourage the community to come out and join us on July 5th as our opening celebration. The game starts at 6 a.m. on the 5th, but that evening we are inviting the community to come and be a part of opening night. We are going to have 716 providing all different types of Buffalo's Best foods. So come on out for
11-day beer.
11-day beer. And we've
11%
got
alcohol?
I don't know about that, but
a lot of family fun activities. So bring your kids out, bring the kid, you know, the families out and be a part of opening. We've got a special announcement that evening that we really want to share with the community. So come on out.
I also will say that it goes, it's around the clock. So, I mean, when you were playing, there were people showing up from the bars, like the place, a couple hundred people would show up at like 3, 4, because in Buffalo, if you don't know, if you can't make it out that late to closing time, it's 4 a.m., right. 5 if you know somebody to be able to stick around, right. But you can wheel over to the Harbor Center and get your drunk cheers on, like a bunch of soccer hooligans.
And then the end shift, again, is similar to what we did last year. A group of alumni in the Buttes. I don't know if they're going to show the clip of yours from last year. Hopefully not. But
Is he all right?
He's fine.
Yeah, that was an accident, eh?
Yeah, so just a reminder, Petey ran somebody over in the alumni portion of our event.
No, I didn't run him over. He didn't have the mobility to get out of the way. That's the wording that I'm going to use, and that's going to keep me out of prison. We got to go to break. Do you have a pick for tonight's winner?
I do. Do you?
I'll let you.
I go 2-1 Bruins.
2-1 Bruins. Do you have any say on this?
The Bruins are going to win.
Okay, Bruins are going to win. Mike and Amy Lezakowski, 11-day power play. My computer just died. That's what you call a lack of preparation. Go to 11daypowerplay.com. Can people still sign on to play, or are you guys booked?
Pretty much full.
You're pretty much full, but you're taking donations no matter what. So go to 11-day power play and donate. The goal is 1.4 million. They're at 965 right now. Let's see what we can do, Buffalo. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG, thank you both for coming in. Petey, absolute pleasure to meet you. Look forward to breaking bread with you, buddy.
it's just like you.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hockey talk that hits. This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right, we kept him around. Mike Lezakowski going to join us in recap from the future. Not really sure what's going on around here. He doesn't know the rules, but quite frankly, neither do Riv and I. So we just like to have a little fun with this. And Rivs has been known to be called Rivstradamus because, you know, hey, you throw enough, swing it enough, you'll hit one, eh?
Yep, that's exactly. No, actually, if you remember, the first time we did back to the recap from the future, I nailed it. The very first time, and I've never nailed it since. It's been, 2 years?
You did nail it. I think you picked an OT winner or something, and someone would
and
score.
And the player to score. But
listen, we'll recap for the future.
It's very simple. Like, it's thank God this player decided to show up for at least one game in the series. Jaden Schwartz, who would have thought that he would have got a hat trick? Bruins win. Boom shagalaga.
Mike, how uncomfortable are you now, Mike?
So I think the biggest surprise was Boston coming out, scoring two goals in the first period, and Bennington getting yanked for Allen, and Allen pitching a shutout for the rest of the game. That was the biggest surprise of the game.
And then Schwartz's hat trick won it for him.
I know.
That's what's amazing. I couldn't believe that's with what you're saying. I couldn't believe that either. Like Allen, the guy that everyone crapped on all year long, Bennington came in. If it weren't for Bennington, we wouldn't be here. And then old Schwartzy, eh, Riv?
Schwartzy.
Hey. He was on the market a couple years ago, I thought, wasn't he?
Yes, we did entertain taking him here from St. Louis. That's when they were doing the contract squabble.
I do agree with Torrey Krug winning the Conn Smythe, though. I thought that was a great decision. you're trying to keep a straight face and play along, eh, Riv? But it just doesn't happen. Tuukka Rask? Sharp.
You're killing it right now. That's all you got for us?
I don't have.
He gave a great one.
He did. You were absolutely on fire, Mike. I've never been good at this. I think pretending to act when you act all the time, I think is the hardest thing to do. So,
have you guys already made predictions?
Mm, I thought the series was over after the first game, Mike. I thought Boston was going to win it in five, the latest.
What happens every time Boston plays a great game? What happens?
St. Louis plays a great game.
That's exactly what happens, and that's exactly what's going to happen tonight. Do not count those St. Louis Blues out. They've been resilient. They've had to fight all year long, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to do it one more time.
I think they're going to do it, and I'll tell you why. And yet my computer died, so you have to forgive me for not knowing the young girl's name, but they're bringing the young girl that has the cancer, and they're bringing her to Boston, Layla. And I think that – I hope they bring her in the locker room. I think that would be pretty cool, and I don't know if that's you know
– Don't discount playing inspired, because when they're – if they get inspired by something like that and really fires them up, that could be the little edge.
Well, no one will ever say that it was a wrong move, win or lose, right? But if you don't, you sit back and you think, if you don't win, if you're St. Louis and you don't take her into the locker room to give a little bit of a pump up speech, you might be saying, what if? So yeah. I love that they're doing that. And I think I believe players rally behind this stuff. There's their own personal interests, but then I honestly believe that these guys, they do find other things to play for, and that could be just that last bit of fuel that St. Louis needs to help them win that game. So I'm be very interested to see how this one turns out.
One game wins all. I mean, this is going to be, if there's not nerves from players, owners, fans, this is exactly why we all watch and play the game, is just for a night like this.
Les, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you on again. Probably be down at the rink during the 11-day power play. 11daypowerplay.com. Go check it out. One Bills Live next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.